Federal Trade Commission is giving the ever-growing problem of identity theft a personal touch. Through its website, identitytheft.gov, the FTC is letting victims find more information about how to respond to their specific problems and how to protect themselves. This focus on customer service and its impact helped this program receive a recent award from ACT-IAC. Nat Wood is the director of the FTC's Bureau of Consumer Protection Division of Consumer and Business Education. He tells executive editor Jason Miller about how the FTC made sure the identitytheft.gov website focused on its customers' needs.
Identitytheft.gov is a website where people can report identity theft and get a personalized recovery plan. And that's what's really innovative about the site, is that the recovery plan is based on what you tell us about your personal experiences with identity theft. So it'll be very specific to what's happened to you.
Where did the idea come from? And then I'd love to be able to get into maybe a little bit more how it works.
Actually, this is a reaction to an executive order by President Obama about 2 years ago, I guess a little less than that, September 2014. And we decided that it was an opportunity for us to be really aggressive in doing something that was going to help identity theft victims. The original executive order foresaw working to make our system interoperable with the credit reporting company systems, and we haven't yet gotten that. But the system we have at identitytheft.gov is a huge improvement for people who experience this crime.
Because previously, what would happen? They would come to the FTC website and they would just get some, if you were vanilla, best practices?
Yeah, we have very good information, but people would get something that was a template, sort of standard consumer and business education, and we believe in that and it's useful in a lot of places. But we realized that we have a lot more that we can add for this particularly complex crime, so that people who have experienced identity theft can get something that relates to exactly what's happened to them. The system generates letters, it generates the personal recovery plan, which will have many steps. People that have experienced particularly complicated types of identity theft, maybe multiple accounts opened in their name, or wage and tax fraud, or other things that can take a long time to sort out, can get all of the information they need based on what's happened to them.
Let's go through that a little bit in more detail, how it works. So if I am a victim of identity theft, my credit card company calls me and says, hey, your identity has been stolen, or I find out some other way, what happens? I come to your website, and what do I do?
So you come to identitytheft.gov, and the first thing you're going to face is some questions about what's happened to you. And they're very plain language, they're very easy to follow, and that sets you down certain paths. And you'll go through different steps. You're only going to be presented with questions that are relevant to you. That's a change from our old system. It used to be that you had to go through everything. And even if you hadn't experienced a particular type of identity theft, you were going to be faced with a bunch of questions that you just had to skip. Now it's much more smart and much more streamlined, so you only get questions that are relevant to what you say has happened to you. Then when you get to the end of the reporting process, so you've told us about the identity theft, you have the opportunity to create an account. The accounts are secure. We're using two-factor authentication, but it's also very easy to set one up. And then you get the benefit of the account is that you get the personal recovery plan, which will go step by step based on what you told us in the reporting phase. And you can immediately get a step-by-step plan that will tell you what you can do to best recover from the specific type of identity theft that has happened to you.
Now, you guys built this. We partnered with Lockheed Martin. Talk a little bit about that partnership. And this obviously sounds to me like a rules-based engine of sorts. We don't have to get too deep into the technology, but give me a sense of the partnership with Lockheed and how you built it.
So Lockheed has managed our call center and our complaint intake process for a long time. So we've taken complaints online, and they go into what we call the Consumer Sentinel system. And that's available to thousands of law enforcement agencies, in fact, around the world. And so people in local police departments can log into the Secure Consumer Sentinel system and use that information to bring cases against identity thieves, people that have committed consumer fraud, and other types of problems. So when we were faced with the president's executive order and we wanted to figure out what we could best do for regular people, we already had this partnership with Lockheed Martin, and they really were key in saying, you know, here's what we think we can do, and helping us scope out the whole project, and then they were really amazing in sticking to timelines. One of our goals was to release the system in time for this year's tax filing system. Tax identity theft has been a real problem the last few years. That has been the area of growth, according to our statistics. And we met that goal. We released the site in late January. In fact, it was one of the blizzard days. We came in and Chairwoman Ramirez of the Federal Trade Commission announced that the site was available. And it's been a great success so far. People are creating more than 1,000 accounts a day. We've had 117,000 accounts created. And it has shifted the nature that people are reporting to us and the types of information they're getting.
What comes next for the program?
We do have high hopes for the future. So right now with the system, you report identity theft through identitytheft.gov. You get your personal recovery plan. Some of those steps within the plans we would like for people to be able to complete online. So we've had very encouraging conversations with the Internal Revenue Service, and we hope that people will be able to file their IRS affidavit through the system. Right now, we can generate IRS affidavit for you, and you print it and mail it to the IRS, but there somebody needs to take it out of the envelope and enter it into a database. You know, we think we can do better and get that information directly to them electronically, which would save taxpayers money. What we really want, and what the original executive order from President Obama foresaw, was interoperability with the credit reporting company systems so that a victim would be able to request their credit report and give feedback on whether it's active right inside the system. Problems.
You talked about the partnership with Lockheed Martin. Talk a little bit about how much did this cost to build, and was this under a new contract with Lockheed, an existing contract? How'd this come together in such fairly short amount of time?
This was an expansion of an existing contract with Lockheed Martin. It was significantly less than $2 million, and for a system that's already served more than 100,000 people and probably will serve millions over the life cycle of the project, we think that's great. There's ongoing costs to operate it as well. And we're really proud of having done this on a fairly efficient basis.
You also talked about identity theft, and I brought up the data breaches. Now, just because you had a data breach doesn't necessarily mean you had an identity theft. Give me a sense of, make sure people are not confused about what this site is.
You're right. We don't consider someone who's experienced a loss of data in a data breach necessarily to be a victim of identity theft. However, we do have information about what to do if you've experienced a data breach at identitytheft.gov, and specifically at identitytheft.gov/databreach.
Nat Wood is director of the FTC's Bureau of Consumer Protection, Division of Consumer and Business Education, speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.